Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome to the weekday podcast. It's the first day of October, and I'm so thrilled you started the month with us on this podcast where we take just a few minutes every single weekday to provide a little bit of encouragement. And that's what I hope to do today. There is a trap that everybody navigates, and it's what's called the comparison trap. And chances are you've fallen prey to this trap before. Now, comparison is dangerous. And the reason why it's dangerous is because it's often silent, and it's the deadly killer that can take everything that's good in your life and literally rip it apart. Now, before you hit pause or stop on this, track with me just for a minute. Comparison takes place anytime you judge your life against some standard that God never intended for you to judge it by. That's what comparison is, and everybody does it. And so today, I want to talk about two symptoms to look for in your life, two symptoms that would point to the fact that comparison is rearing its ugly head. And symptom number one is when we distort other people's success. Now, we've all done it. This distortion happens when we assume that everybody else's life is actually better than ours. We believe their life is better than it actually is. We hear them describe their last vacation and we think, well, it must be nice to get that much time off. We see the pictures of their house, their car, or gadgets and think, well, it must be nice to make that much money. Or we see them post a picture of their family and we think, I wish my family had it together like they do. These thoughts indicate distorted thinking. We end up placing their lives on a pedestal, and we assume that it is better than it actually is. And there's a second symptom. Symptom number two is when we discount ourselves. Now, these two symptoms often go hand in hand. When we distort what we see in somebody else's life, we often discount what is going on in our own lives. And if we're not mindful of this, we will develop what psychologists call catastrophic thinking, where we anticipate the worst will take place in our lives. Here's some thoughts that are catastrophic. Things are fine now, but I know the other shoe's going to drop at any moment. Things always fall apart at the last minute. Nobody notices what I do for them. They take me for granted. Nobody gets me. I'll never have enough. I don't have what it takes. When you start thinking these kind of thoughts inside of your head, this is a symptom that comparison is wreaking havoc on your life. Here's the truth. You don't know what somebody else's life is really like. You have no idea the pain, the struggle, the heartache that they're going through. And so don't be fooled by what you assume, and don't be fooled by what you see online, because the truth is, most people post the highlights of their life, not their day-to-day struggles. I like what author John Acuff says. He says, never compare your beginning to someone else's middle, that comparison is poison. Theodore Roosevelt once said, comparison is the thief of joy. And I've seen both of these quotes to be true in my own life. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatian churches in chapter 6 and verses 4 and 5 and says this. He says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. And you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. What Paul's doing is he's pointing out that we all have our own work to do. We have an individual assignment. There is something that each of us is meant to do. Comparison causes us to focus on the work of others, and we neglect what God has intended for each of us to do. And by focusing on our own work, and when we do it really well, we gain greater satisfaction and greater fulfillment, and we fight our way out of the comparison trap. And so today, I want to encourage you, be grateful for what God has given you to do. In fact, start and end each day this week with a time of gratitude, just one, two, or three things that you are grateful for. Another tip is to work hard today. Do everything you do today as if you're doing it for the Lord, that you are serving Him in your job, at home, wherever you find yourself. And then I would encourage you to complete the assignment that God's given you. This life is not about competing. It is about completing what God has called you to do. The truth is, the world doesn't need more copycats. The truth is, the world doesn't need more people comparing. The world needs more of what you were uniquely designed by God to do. So I want to encourage you today, lean into what God has for you. Be a person that is grateful, work really hard, and don't drink the poison of comparison. Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. If you're with us this last Sunday, I want to say a special thank you for everybody that showed up and made Celebrate Sugar Hill so successful. And what a fantastic day. Now, it was hotter than we expected, but man, it was a wonderful time celebrating our King, our God, and celebrating our wonderful city. Well, I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.